I saw the heart of time. I could hear the heavy pulse beats of the rapid seconds. 1, 2, 3, up to 60. Then a sudden quivering noise, when all the wheels seemed to stop, and another minute had been chopped off eternity. Without pause, it began again. 1, 2, 3, until at last, after a warning rumble and the scraping of many wheels, a thunderous voice, high above us, told the world that it was the hour of noon. On the next floor were the bells, the nice little bells and their terrible sisters. In the center, the big bell, which made me turn stiff with fright when I heard it in the middle of the night, telling a story of fire or flood. In solitary grandeur, it seemed to reflect upon those 600 years during which it had shared the joys and the sorrows of the good people of Rotterdam. Around it, neatly arranged like the blue jars in an old-fashioned apothecary shop, hung the little fellows, who twice each week played a merry tune for the benefit of the country folk, who had come to market to buy and sell and hear what the big world had been doing. But in a corner, all alone and shunned by the others, a big black bell, silent and stern, the bell of death. Then darkness once more, and other ladders, steeper and even more dangerous than those we had climbed before. And suddenly, the fresh air of the wide heavens. We had reached the highest gallery. Above us the sky. Below us, the city, a little toy town, where busy ants were hastily crawling hither and thither, each one intent upon his or her particular business, and beyond the jumble of stones, the wide greenness of the open country. It was my first glimpse of the big world. Since then, whenever I have had the opportunity, I have gone to the top of the tower and enjoyed myself. It was hard work, but it repaid in full the mere physical exertion of climbing a few stairs. Besides, I knew what my reward would be. I would see the land and the sky, and I would listen to the stories of my kind friend the watchman, who lived in a small shack, built in a sheltered corner of the gallery. He looked after the clock, and was a father to the bells, and he warned of fires. But he enjoyed many free hours, and then he smoked a pipe, and thought his own peaceful thoughts. He had gone to school almost 50 years before, and he had rarely read a book, but he had lived on top of his tower for so many years that he had absorbed the wisdom of that wide world which surrounded him on all sides.